Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody's got the fever. This is something we all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Never know how much I love you. You never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a feeling that's too hard to bear. You give me fever.
Good evening and welcome to Lenny Godfrey Straight No Chaser. This evening will mark the final episode for this season 2021 before we begin season two in January 2022. And as it's very different, it's just going to be me and my friends here this evening talking about whatever it is that we want to talk about. That is happening and in the world today. But before we start, I want to let people know who are listening and were not aware of the fact that there's not another guest, that I am really the guest tonight, and they want to call and talk or have a comment or a question. They should call in 516-453-6063 for Lenny Godfrey Straight No Chaser. You are listening to blogtalkradio.com/ S is in Sam, F is in Fred, T is in Tom, H is in Harry, and the number 2. One of the things that I really want to say before we start the evening is to thank everyone for listening, whether you call tonight or not. You know I love to talk, so I'll probably talk your ears off this evening, but before I came on air, I had one of my wonderful guest hosts call up, and she's all holding. But now the numbers are lining up a little bit here, so that we're going to have some conversation with a couple of people, and that should be really good. I just want to say thank you so very much for these 40-some weeks of just pure pleasure of talking to everyone. And I'm hoping that your holiday season is really starting off really well, because mine is. I actually did some cooking and then went out and I surprised myself, but I'll talk about that a little bit later. What I do want to talk about again is thanking everyone for tuning in tonight. And I'm going to open up with my first caller who called in, and then I'm just going to punch down the line and see how everybody is doing and what they want to say. So let me start with my first caller. And hello there, how are you doing?
Well, hello. Oh, it's so great to hear from you, and knowing that this is your last show of this year of 2021, I wish you increased success going forward with your show. It is so wonderful, so interesting. You've got the most interesting people, the most interesting conversation, and you roped me in tonight just talking about the fabulous, fantastic Mr. Guy Davis.
Everyone, this is Dana Mano. Dana Mano was the choreographer of Shuffle Along. That's how we met many, many moons ago. And she has come. She came on the show. You've seen her in Lead Belly. You've seen her all over the place. She is just magnificent. I just want to let people know that. And I thank you for calling in. Now, your connection with Guy is a little different from mine. Tell everyone about your connection with Guy.
Well, it all stemmed from, and it's interesting that we're even talking about this tonight, because yesterday was the anniversary birthday of great director Mr. Gordon Parks.
Yes.
And Turner Classic Movies did a retrospective about him a few days ago. So they showed his film, his wonderful, wonderful feature film, Lead Belly, which starred Mr. Roger E. Mosley and and my lovely, lovely friend Madge Sinclair. Loretta Green was in it. I was in it. And the wonderful, magnificent Art Evans. I mean, it was a wonderful cast of actors. And Gordon was absolutely wonderful. And I was very blessed to not only be featured in the film, but I was also the choreographer of the movie. Mm-hmm. So when I came back to New York after shooting, a guy happened to have been dating a friend of mine, and he said, oh, he wanted to meet Dan Amano because of the blues, because he was so into his blues music. Mm-hmm. And that was our connection. So I was very, very blessed with hearing him, because he's such an open, wonderful person, and who better to sing the blues than someone that feels as easily and deeply as Guy Davis. So, you know, we'd start talking about blues music, because I, fortunately, since I was doing a couple of tasks on the film, I got to work with some of these old blues musicians that had actually worked with Lead Belly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so that was we had the musical connection. We had the great musical connection, and then, of course, after we spoke, I knew my mom knew his parents as well, my mom, Marie mm-hmm. Lee McBroom, musician and pianist. She had worked with Belafonte. So with all of that, we really sort of struck it off, and so I hadn't really heard from him, and, you know, I would just look him up every now and then over the years, but when you said, nominated, I'm like, how brilliant, and listening to him singing now from when I heard him when he was first taking off on his blues journey.
Mm-hmm.
What, I mean, the growth, the
oh,
depth.
Yeah.
I mean, he was good then, but now,
yes.
I mean, he just reaches right into you and makes you feel every word he's saying, every note of those strumming on his guitar. I adore Guy Davis, so I'm not going to keep you stay on too long, because I know you said your board is lighting up, there are people, but anyone who's called in tonight, they're calling in because they already know how fabulous you are, Lenny Godfrey, so this is Dan Amano just telling everyone, this woman, I mean, when I first saw her perform, she had an audition for me, and the director wasn't ready, but I'm like, no, you have to call this lady back. She's turned into the most magnificent of people, and you're just still just, I mean, you still look beautiful, and I was so blessed to even direct Lenny much later in a film by the great Edgar Nkosi White. He wrote a play called Millennium 7.
Yes, yes.
And
yes,
Lenny played that part.
It was very challenging, you know, to play someone a little bit beyond my years, but in a time in your life that you know it's going to happen. It was about women who are more mature, you know.
I thought you were crazy, of course, for thinking that way, because I'm thinking, look at Felicia Rashad. That woman, you know, she's
yeah.
been playing old people forever. So,
yeah, no.
And you have to have the, you know, I mean, I can't even tell you, but that, you know, that you have the confidence to play yourself at any age. You know, my great friend, Starletta Dupois,
mm-hmm.
I was in a play with her, a play by Ed Bullins called Daddy that was at New Federal Theater.
Yes.
And Starletta, we are still close as mother and daughter to this day, because she played my mom in that play.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I still call her mama, and she still calls me her daughter, and we
lovely
still
actress.
Talk.
Wonderful.
So many.
Yeah.
But I brought that up because in one scene, this is what swept me away with Starletta. She's playing this older woman, and we were not that far difference in age at the time, but she's playing my mom. And she had a scene where she reminisces back to when she was a young girl. And within a few minutes, you literally saw her physically, emotionally, everything transform down into this young woman, then a younger woman, and back again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, when you have people around that, that's like you're working with them, but it's also an acting lesson you could never pay for.
Exactly.
You know, and you played that woman like you. I know you were telling me because the people are going to think of me as, oh, no, Lenny. If I asked you to play a teenager tomorrow, you could pull your hair up on top of your head and into a ponytail, and you'd go there.
Yeah, well, it was a wonderful experience to know that you have, you know, you can grasp the range in your life. You know, I had women in my life. I have women, the memories of them, that lived to be very, very mature, you know, 90s and 100, 112 mm-hmm. with my great-grandmother. So, you know, you do grasp from that. And later doing Gem of the Ocean, of course, that
yes.
is what really, when I got an opportunity
yes.
to do that, I had such a great time. But my interpretation was that of humor only because my grandmother and, you know, and the stories that they had and how they really survived in it. And so when the drama did come, it was so dramatic that, you know, there were tears everywhere or there was laughter everywhere, you know.
Well,
that's
the breadth of a character. You're playing a real
yeah.
person. It's, you know, it's
exactly.
beyond the lines. It's taking it into you, breathing, living that character while you're on stage. Although, like one friend of mine said, don't get too carried away, because I did a play once where I, like one of those scenes where you had to do that monologue that in a few minutes took everyone to tears and back.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I literally had to pull back because I started getting like chest pains because I was like so in my, I was getting heartbreak from this character.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
well, you do. I mean, that's when the skill comes in, when you really just use the skill learned in class, where you start to separate yourself a bit so that you're looking at
so
it.
You
and
can survive.
Not right. In it.
Yes,
exactly.
You can survive.
So you don't lose your mind.
Well,
before I go, I
just wanted to give you one funny thing, because for that Millennium 7 character, you couldn't do that last performance. And Mary Vivian, who had cut her chops as one of the flipettes on the Flip Wilson show,
right.
and she said how you worked with her on that line so she could do that last performance.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
What was so hilarious, Lenny, was she did, we had that, and that Sunday we had a matinee and an evening. And that role was such a challenging role. And Mary finished that. She was perfect in that first performance. And when she finished and the audience stopped clapping, she came to me. She said, "That was terrifying. I'm never doing that again." And I said, "And I said, yes, you are. In about 2 hours at 8 o'clock."
I tell you, you know, sometimes you get in the wings and you go, "What am I doing? Why am I doing this again? Why am
yeah.
I doing this?"
Yeah.
yeah. But, you know, you love
yeah.
it. You know, just stop it. Get over it. You love it. You love it.
Yes. Anyway,
well, thank
honey.
You, my love. Thank
yes.
you so much.
Wonderful speaking with you. And I will keep listening. And good to speak with you.
Great, great having you. I might pop back in. So I'm not
yes,
losing
and just
you,
mute me so I can hear you so I can
okay.
keep you on my phone.
All righty.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
And hello, and please tell me who you are. Hello? No, I can't. I can't quite. I can hear you faintly. Say something again. Oh, I can't hear this guest. Well, all right. Maybe they make an adjustment to, I can't make any other adjustments to my machine. Maybe if you call back again, hang up and call back again, maybe the connection will be better. All right. So I'm going to go on and hopefully I'll see your number one more time in a little bit. And let's see if we can go. Hello, Lenny Godfrey here.
Hello.
Hello, Lenny Godfrey here.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Thank you very much. And who might this be? The voice sounds a little familiar.
This is Celeste.
Ah, hello, my Celeste Bedford Walker. How are you? And thank you
I'm
for calling
I'm good,
in.
Lenny. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. fine. You know, this is such, this is really, it's like I'm having a cocktail party and all my friends are popping by, you know.
There's another one.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm having a little problem here with one call because they're not being able to get through. I'm a little sad about that one, but hopefully they'll start again. They'll come back again.
Right.
So now, how are you, my dear friend?
Well, I am great, and I just wanted to call in and let you know how much I enjoy your show. You know what a big fan I am. And I just wanted to call and let you know that. And you said if we had any questions, you know, for you, we could, you know, pop them to you.
Yes.
And I was just thinking, Lenny, you know, we're living in such a weird, strange time now, such a insecure kind of time, you know, with the virus and everything. And yet, in the midst of all of this, in the business, the opportunities have come, you know, that we wouldn't have had in quote-unquote normal times, you know. We've been working from different platforms. We've had the opportunity to meet different people in the Zoom rooms that we never could have met, you know, live in person. So it's been a very unfortunate time in this business, and yet it's been it's provided opportunity and open doors that we, you know, wouldn't
totally
have gotten,
agree.
As I said.
Yeah.
So
you
what
know,
I want to ask you is, in the lifetime of your working career, you've worked in all of the mediums and been, you know, reached the height of success in all of the mediums. What I want to know from you is, have you ever, Lenny, encountered a time similar to this, where there was some unfortunate national disaster or event or something unfortunate happened that opened up doors for you or changed the trajectory or the makeup of the entertainment industry that made us more aware of diversity and inclusion and equality? I mean, you know, has there ever been that kind of a time or that kind of a moment that you can think of that's similar to this moment?
Well, you know, it's very interesting that you would say that, Celeste. I remember one of the turning points for me, and this has been a longer period of time. There are a couple of times when I think that it was a poignant time and we were forced to look at ourselves. And one of those times, and I hope I get the year right, was 1988, when there was a major strike in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And, everything kind of closed down. And during that time, so many businesses changed, and the responsibility, I believe, of the actor, the responsibility of directors and producers all began to change then. It didn't last as long as it's doing now because people recouped themselves, but it never went back to the comfort of what it was when I first got into the business. What it really made me realize was that those things can happen, and they change your perception of what the business was. I remember we were out of work for months and months, and when you came back and you would contact certain agents, certain friends, just reaching out, you know, just to let them know that, you're all right, well, I'm back, and I'm back in town now, if you had gone away, or, you know, I'm going to L.A., and you'd find that they were out of business. They were out of business.
They were
gone.
Out of what?
Out of business. Yes.
Really?
I mean, you know, I mean, because that was, you realize that was their meat and potatoes. That was how they earned their money. And I didn't realize how dependent we are on this whole thing as much as I did, you know. You know, it is so interesting to look back on that, because it was the first time that there was any kind of pause. I'd been in the business for a while, and, you know, working all the way from college, all the way, by the time I graduated college, I had a job. So I went right into work, and it just didn't stop. It was a nice clip, you know, and when there was a break, I would do other things, but I always had other things that I could do. I could sing in a club, you know, I could direct something else. The reality of the fact that these people only had that one thing that they did, and because the industry shut down, they had nothing. I mean, they lost everything. They lost their business. They lost homes. So, and then the business started to recoup. I've not seen some of those people since, though. I don't think they ever had the ability. Yeah. No. It was very, very interesting. I don't know why that happened, but it did happen that way. And I never forgot it. I never forgot the fact that, you know, because of that, people really lost everything. They, you know, I remember there were a number of agents who worked out of their homes, and they had home offices before it became really popular now. And they lost their home. They lost everything. I don't even know what they went back to do. So, yes, there was a time. There was, you know, a short period of time, but that was the one that affected me. Even the earthquake or anything didn't do that like the strike did. It really did. And it did. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That,
you know,
I didn't
know that.
Well, it was a very interesting time, and I was in Los Angeles, so it was a strike that was affecting the film industry and television and film industry greatly, and and that's what I was doing at the time. I think some of the theatrical production still went on, but this was, I believe, one of the SAG strikes, and it was fierce, you know, it was fierce. Yeah.
I had heard about it, but I didn't know it from that viewpoint. You know, I've just heard about it on the news. You were actually out there living in the middle of it. Did it make you decide? I know you know, you have other talents, you know, that you can do. Did you during that period of time?
Oh yeah. Yeah,
go
that's
off
when
into
I started,
another
I was
one of
directing.
Your gifts.
Well,
okay.
Thank you, Jeff. That's God. I started directing people in readings because, you know, you want to keep the creative juices going. And Los Angeles is not so much of a theatrical town, but because people were not doing a lot then in the film industry, and a lot of people who had come out there had a theatrical background, it was an interesting time, and we worked well. There was a theater in Beverly Hills called the Cannon Theater that I directed out of, and it was a lovely theater. It closed down again. You know, one of those things when that business stopped happening, when the industry got back on its feet and people were not doing theatrical things, there was no need for the theater, so the theater closed. So there are a lot of things that close down when, you know, there's a shift in our industry. In this case, for me, the creation of this program, some people call it, I call it a radio program, they call it a podcast. I don't, all I know is that I'm blog talking on the radio. And it was you who started that, because of the simple fact that I remember when you were having an interview with a gentleman, and you said, "Lenny, I think you would do well to interview with this gentleman." And I did in January, and by the end of February, they had the organization that created this had sent me some information about how I could do it myself, and I went, "Do it myself," you know, and here I am. You know, 40-some episodes
Are
later.
Are you
yeah.
ever? How many shows have you done today?
38 published and 9 unpublished, so 47.
I can't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I can't believe that.
Yeah. So,
wow.
It's been challenging. And what I'm trying to do now is to think of things that make people interested, what they want to hear about, what they want to talk about. That's the most important thing. So, you know, I'm trying to make sure that when people have something that they want to speak about, that maybe they, you know, they call in and they have a question and we can talk it over, because the pandemic has really robbed us of a lot of different things, our dear ones and our homes, our people that we've worked with, relatives, and you never get over it. You work through it. So there are a lot of people that need to talk through it, to find another avenue. And it's one of the things that I do. I will always do the other things that I did before the pandemic started, but this is working, I believe, for me at this point in time, because it is for me a way to have a voice, or to let people have a voice and expressing how they feel.
Right.
Yes,
wow.
Yes.
Right.
Well, yep. You know, now you Go ahead.
Me?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Go ahead.
You've had so many varied guests. You know, we've learned so many different things, you know, not just entertainment, although it's been some wonderful entertainment stories, but you've had a variety of guests. So
you being one, but thank you very much. But
so
yes,
I look forward.
You know,
I've learned
so much from them. I mean, I thought that I would know people, and I knew, you know, and I was informing my audience of, you know, with these people, but they informed me about things that I didn't know that they were doing. So it's been very, very informative for me this whole year. We started in late March and here we are in December, and, you know, with one break in September and one break just last week for Thanksgiving, you know, it's been a very, very productive time. And I thank that. And I'm hoping that we go forward, that the productivity continues, but that we also go forward safely. And, you know, with all the things that we're being confronted with all of the things, every time you turn on the news, it's something different, you know. Mm-hmm. So you think about, but what about you? What did the pandemic do for you? Did it create an avenue of gain, of loss? What about you, Celeste?
Well, that's a good word, gain. You know, in this business, I can say, I think, that I have gained. I have been exposed to, you know, new people, new things, different kind of projects, and learn new things. Mm-hmm. And actually, in the business, I believe I have gained. So, you know, I'm really thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really thankful. And it's given me time, you know, as you said, it's like a pause. So it gives you time to, you know, kind of reassess or assess and kind of, you know, see what direction you want to go in now. And it kind of gives you an opportunity to pivot.
Yeah.
You know, because in normal times you're running and you're working and you don't realize that you're doing the same thing over and over again until you come to a pause and you realize, well, you know, I can't do that right now. And so, you know, it gives you an opportunity to pivot. So it's been an unfortunate time, of course, for the nation, but there has been, you know, some blessings in it.
I agree. Well, you know, you try to find the good in it. And I'm sure that that's very difficult for people who have had personal losses. You know, I don't think that they, you know, they can really say, you know, that's easily said for them. There are those of us who, I think all of us have been touched by something or someone who's been affected by this, some more deeply than others. And some of us can see a little bit of more of a light than others. When some of us, our lives have been changed for some more deeply than others. So I always, you know, pray for that every day. Those people whose lives are deeply changed. It's been a journey. It's been a traveling journey. You know,
that's so true, Lenny.
You know, I can say that. It really has been. So I'm, you know, but this has given me an opportunity. I've had an opportunity to introduce people or talk to friends who I think, you know, just deserve to have a spotlight on them, like Dana, like you, you know, like Guy, you know, and I'm trying to think. I think it's the authentic blues category that he's nominated for a Grammy in. And,
wow.
You know, the next hour when we rebroadcast, you'll see his talent is amazing. And to be able to do that, that really gives me great joy. I mean, if some of the people who have come on the show who are working now, Vivian Reed is in California doing plays.
That's
true. And David Gaines is flying off to Florida, and he's getting ready to do, I think, Man of La Mancha. And, I mean, all of these, you know, to know that all of these people are off doing things and wonderful things. And you know me, I've got something in my back pocket I have to be patient and quiet until, you know, things come through.
Yeah.
But, you know, but to be able to highlight them and to rebroadcast them and to have their conversations brought up again, because they were so wonderful and so gracious to come on this program. I'll be able to do it all next season. You know, as soon as somebody pops up and they're doing something, I'll say, well, you know, here, and listen to them when they came on the program, you know. So I'm really, really very happy to be able to do that. Yeah.
It's like you're a touchstone, Lenny, as I hear you, you know. All of these people have come on your show, and then all of a sudden they've gone on, you know, to greater things, it seems like, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like a touchstone, like that Apollo touchstone, you know, and it touched
stump. Tree, like the tree.
They need to stop by the show first.
Yeah, everybody's got to touch
and get a touch.
Yeah.
And that applies to me, too. I mean, I've had all kinds of opportunities, I realize, after I was on the show, then, you know, all of these things started to happen. It seems.
Yes.
So,
yes.
There.
Well,
I'll just leave that there.
It's not me. It's, you know, I'm only a vehicle. It's God just using me as a vehicle, and I've become to realize that. You know, it's that's the one thing, and I try to follow the steps that he's putting in front of me. But that's or she is putting in front of me. And once you realize that, it's just much bigger than you are, and it's the stuff that you have to do. And along with all the things that you talking about doing this and other things, it's opened up so many projects for me that I just was sitting down and looking at all the projects that I can do because of the way that we work now, because of the way that we work online and the different organizations that I can be a part of. I belong to a wonderful organization called Virtual Arts. I think it's everywhere. It's in Europe sometimes. It's in Hawaii sometimes. It's in Washington State sometimes. It's everywhere there. And if people come in and we have board meetings, it's fabulous. And then there's the honor roll. And, and that's women who, you know, over 40, and I'm an ally there. And you find people all over the, you know, the country. There's the League of Professional Theater Women.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it goes on and on. Arts Quest that is here where I am, along with that. And then there's Friends of Music that reaches out. There's all of these organizations that I have become a part of, some on board, some on diversity boards, more diversity than not. It's an opportunity, great opportunities that I've had. And as the year slows down, I'm like, okay, I need to take a break now. But it's an opportunity to be able to be a part of all these things, which wouldn't have come up. I wouldn't have been able to reach out and be a part of all those things, you know.
You are absolutely right. There are a couple of organizations that I'm a part of, like Honor Roll that you mentioned for playwrights over 40 and their allies. Well, they're stationed in New York. You know, they're all over the world now with Zoom. But they are stationed, you know, headquartered in New York. I couldn't have gone back and forth to those meetings Zoom,
you know.
But now you can be anywhere in the world. So.
World. I mean, I talk to people in London. I talk to them in Paris. So it's really great to it broadens my horizons. It broadens what I think I want to do, what the next phase is, you know. And I'm very excited about it, along with bringing along everything that I've learned in this phase. So
right.
Now, so let's you
right.
stay right there. I'm going to go to the next call, and then I'm going to come back. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Good. All right. And think of another question. We'll be back.
Okay.
Hello, Lenny Godfrey here. Hello.
Hello. Is it us? Hello.
Yes.
There's two people here that know you, Ms. Lee, or Ms. Lenny Godfrey, I should say.
Ah.
One of them is. one of them. I'm going to turn the sound down on this phone. Turn it off. One of them is somebody that you know well, and someone else that you know really well. We wanted to say hello. We're here together. And we're enjoying an evening of hair and champagne and cake and celebrating you, Ms. Lenny Godfrey.
Lenny, all I'm going to say is that you know I love you. You know I think you're the most gorgeous woman ever. So having said that, you have to know who this is. You have to know who this is. And I'm here with Franz Jones, and we are so enjoying this broadcast.
Well, thank you, Debbie.
You got it. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes. I was tentative there for a minute, but I was like, I think so. Well, wonderful for you to call in. And, you know, it's, again, to praise all the people. In fact, Franz, I was just getting ready to say, you know, a couple of people have sent me questions on Messenger or a request, and there's a gentleman called Norman Cole that eventually we have to talk to Franz about his plays on 2022. He asked me to reach out to him, so that's one of the things that we have to do. I'm always giving a shout out to people, and this wonderful lady here and the wonderful products that she has, I hope everybody takes a trip to her salon in Brooklyn, or they go to her site online and experiences as I do every day, her beautiful oils for hair, for skin, all of her talent and skill that she has. It's absolutely fabulous. Now, you all thought you stumped me, but you didn't.
Yes. You were so good.
Well, I figured you know my voice.
Yeah, but
it was Deborah that I figured you may not get.
Yeah.
But yes, indeed.
Yeah.
We're here together.
Yeah.
She just trimmed my hair, put up a great picture on, what is it, Instagram?
On Instagram, yeah.
And with music and everything, I'm so flattered I don't know what to do. But, I want to give a shout out to Deborah's product, Oh My Heavenly Hair. And those of you that know me know that I have a lot of hair. And a lot of it is because of Deborah Hair Bay.
But here's the thing, Miss Lenny, because you can't make it a me. It has to be a Lenny Godfrey, even,
yes,
right?
It is a Lenny Godfrey.
And we are I'm so excited that I get to talk to you live. I get to say how amazing you are, all of the years that you have dedicated to excellence. I'm so proud to know you. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Beth. So, I'm humbled by all of it. I'm humbled by the fact that you all called. I've got a couple of people had to text me because they couldn't get through, and I don't know why, but something wasn't. It was hard to get through here, and I'm so sorry for that. I'm going to go back to a couple of people in a little bit, but I really thank you all. This evening, it's a very special time. It's again the holiday, the beginning of the holidays, or Hanukkah, Christmas, all different Kwanzaa, all those holidays that come in this month, and it's a wonderful season for us to celebrate one another, and I hope that we do that. And I hope that we all stay healthy. And with all of the things that are happening now, the negative things that are happening, the sad occurrence in Los Angeles with the record executive's wife not surviving
awful.
All of those things. We say prayers for them, the passing of a dear mother of a longtime associate of mine, Sheila K. Davis's mother, passed away. And, you know, we know that this is a time of year that's a very difficult thing. So we say prayers for all of them and try to work through all of that and be good to one another. That's the best thing I think we can do for one another. And you all
That's
just,
it. So
you know, make my heart smile here.
Time,
it's really great.
You said you're saying goodbye, but are you not coming back? Because we couldn't
survive.
I'll be
back in January.
Okay.
Yes. It's just, you know, I'm saying goodbye for the because I've been on 47 weeks straight. It's gonna be straight
incredible.
And not, you
incredible.
Know, gearing up. But this month, I believe, it's dedicated, I believe, for me to wind down. And also I've been asked to perform at church one of my favorite songs by Ethel Waters, His Eyes on the Sparrow. So I'm going to be doing some other things. I want to be able to say goodbye to everyone and wish them well. And while before everyone gets so busy that, you know, we can't catch up with one another. And then,
well, I'd like to thank you for everything that you've done in terms of the arts, in terms of your radio show. Personally, for me, as a friend and colleague, it has been an incredible ride. You're an inspiration, and everyone needs to know it. I want the radio audience to know that this lady is tireless.
Yeah,
tireless
sure.
in
sure.
everything that she does. She creates so much space for people to live and work in.
Yeah.
And it's an acknowledgement that is long overdue.
Well,
so we,
thank
love you.
You,
we love
well,
you.
Thank
absolutely.
You very much. Thank
and she
you
always
say,
we love you back.
I love you both. Thank you so very much. And, you know, again, I'm gonna hold on to you all. I'm gonna put you on mute. But believe it or not, we have less than 15 minutes left in this hour. It always happens. It just goes boom, 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 boom. So I'm gonna canvas back to that phone call that I was having difficulties with. And maybe that person has found a way to straighten that up, and I can include them into the latter part of this conversation. I love you both. Thank you all for
you,
calling
Pat.
In.
Talk later.
Now I'm going to go back to the phone call where we were having a little difficulties, and let's just see if maybe they have resolved this at all before the end of the show. Hello, it's Lenny Godfrey. Can you hear me? See, I can just barely hear a bit of a voice, but I can't hear you. I'm thinking, would you want me to try to call you?
We are supporting Red Nose Day, clean poverty, all year round.
I'm going to try and call you because I can see a number. So I'm going to see, and then if it doesn't work that way, then we're going to wind down the half hour. But I'm going to see if I know how to do technology now. Let me just see.
Yes,
and
can.
This is live, so hello.
Donate tonight. You can go to rednose.org right now. We're ultimate holiday. We're talking about health, safety, and quality of and to empower you.
I'm going to mute you now, and I'm going to try to call you and see if indeed I can get. Maybe I can.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 718.
No, we won't do that. Okay. Well, that one is just not happening. Unfortunately, we couldn't get that. So I'm going to go down the line one more time and say a quick hello and goodbye to all these ladies and gentlemen who have called in. Now, hold on. Here we go. Hello.
Hey. Hello.
I'm coming back to you just to say thank you so
much.
Well, it
was so wonderful, but it was so wonderful listening. I mean, oh, you know what I would like to know, though? The last lady that spoke, Deborah,
yes.
The gentleman mentioned the name of her hair business. What was that again?
Oh,
it was like, oh, my heavenly hair or something like that.
Oh, my heavenly hair. Yes, yes.
That's it? Okay, because I didn't write it down.
You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to text you her information. But I.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, I'm trying to see if I can get her information up here so that the audience can can have it. But I will bring her back on again so that she can do it, because she does it better than I can ever do it. It's Deborah Hair Bay, and it's her hair and body spa. And she has a wonderful shop in Brooklyn. But I'm going to bring Deborah back on, and I'm going to let her get that information, and so that everyone can hear it, and then we will. I'm gonna scoot back to Celeste. So all right, Dana, I want to thank
okay.
you so much for calling in. I love you, love you. Take now, get your pencil
you
and paper ready because.
Okay. Yes, I have my pen. I have my pen. It's ready.
Okay. All right. And I'm gonna go back to. They disappeared on me. Wait a minute. Let me just see how I can do this. I can call them. I will call
okay.
them and then have
and I'll
them.
I'll keep listening.
And, okay. All right. I'll
okay.
talk to you soon. Okay. Now.
Ciao, honey.
Thank you for calling in. Mm-hmm. Hello. This is Lenny Godfrey. Okay. All right.
This is Celeste, Lenny.
Oh, okay. Good. Celeste. Hold on for me. I'm going to come back to you in a few seconds. I just want to get Deborah Hare her on here
sure.
so that she can talk about her product. I'll be right back.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, this being on the air live and doing this is very interesting. Believe me, I did not think I was going to be doing this. But let me see if I can get her. I don't know if they're still listening on one phone or another. So, let's see.
Hello?
Deborah.
Yes.
Lenny Godfrey here. I need
hey,
I need you to very slowly say the name of your business and how someone
okay.
can reach you. And
okay.
the product, because I got an inquiry once you got off the phone. So, all right.
Okay.
Do that for me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right now?
Yes, right now.
Okay. So it is ohmyheavenlyhair.com. It's everything is there, whether you want to view the products or you want hair services or even health coach services. It's all there. So I'll say it again. O as in O-H, my, heavenly, H-E-A-V-E-N-L-Y, hair, hair.com. Thank you, Lenny.
You're welcome. Thank you, my dear. All right.
Thank
you're
welcome,
so much.
Babe.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, now I'm going to go back to Celeste. All righty. Celeste.
Yes.
All right. See, I circled on back, and we have about.
Yes, you did.
Uh-huh. I have about 7 minutes left. You see how fast this hour goes. And then after that, you know, then there's a little of guys' music everyone's going to be able to enjoy on that. And then everyone will have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season, safe and healthy. And progressive,
absolutely.
Ready for 2022, not rushing it because we don't know
right.
what is coming. But hopefully we have some wonderful things in store or in those things that will challenge us. We will be up for the challenge. That's the important
thing. That's a
thing.
Good way to look forward to it, Lenny, I think. Yes.
Yes. That's what I'm hoping. And that's what I would like, you know, to happen. So you know, I'm hoping that this year is just a preview of the main act that we're going to get into for the next decade, hopefully, of doing such wonderful and progressive work, of having the spotlight hit on people who I think deserve it. Those people who have the spotlight, I think it's fabulous that you have it, but I'd like to share it with a whole lot more people. And we all get a chance to do some of the things that we haven't done in the last couple of years. I miss, you know, doing cabaret. I miss doing theater, live theater. I've done a lot of the film work, and that film work and Zoom are similar. So that I haven't missed so much, but the live contact is missing for me. But it will come, you know, it will come. I have faith that it will, and we just have to be careful about it. And all of those people who are working in large groups, who are doing theater projects, who are at the theater right now, maybe listening a little bit before your curtain comes up, listen, be careful. Make sure you get all of your shots. Make sure that you get all the boosters that you need. Make sure that you go back to wearing your mask if you must in certain places, and that you have your hand sanitizer. Let's go back to doing all of that so that we will really enter in 2022 in a very healthy way. What do you want to say, Celeste, about that?
Well, that is some very good advice that you gave, you know, that we should be careful, you know, not fearful, careful.
No. Yes.
You know, control everything that we can control concerning this virus.
Mm-hmm.
And just go forth, like you said, be prepared for the challenges, be thankful for that we came through, and for the things that we learned, you know, as we journeyed through this time. And, you know, just go forth.
Yes, and the most healthy, in the healthiest way that we possibly can. You know, to realize that, you know, life has changed. I don't know if it will ever be like what we were used to before. I, you know, no one knows that. And we may not discover that in my lifetime. I may not discover that again. But adjusting to where we are and what we're doing and making really that work for all of us, I think that that's what we all want to do. And, you know, taking one day at a time, celebrating those birthdays and the holidays and, you know, the anniversaries and everything as much as you possibly can, and celebrating those people that we've lost, saying their names every day, keeping their memories alive. All of that is so very, very important, you know. So I say that to everyone, and I say that knowing that, you know, I extend my heart for everyone to have a great season here. And I look forward to when I come back in January. And it will either be the 5th or the 12th of January. I'm not going to put a solid date on it right now. But one of those, that when I come back, I will come back hope and hope that we are going to be coming back to a wonderful horizon. That we have found solutions, that we have found treatments, that we have learned how to adjust, and so that we've come closer to a normalcy that we have. We'll never probably get back to that cavalier, carefree way, but we can come close to it if we all do what we need to do. So that's what that's what I'm hoping, my friend. That's what I'm hoping.
Well, that's a good hope. Lenny, I want to congratulate you and give you kudos on this show. It has just been wonderful. I can't believe that we're almost at the end of the year. You know that you've done these many shows.
Yeah.
In this period of time, I can't believe the time has gone by like that. But kudos to you. You've done a wonderful, wonderful job, and I know it's going to be even better if that's possible. In 2022, I'm really, really looking forward to the direction that you will take this show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, I'm looking forward to it myself. I look forward to the opportunity. Again, it was nothing. It was like a twinkle in my eye last year. This time I had no idea. what this would be, but for it to have formulated and morphed into this, I'm very, very happy. And hopefully it will keep on growing and developing and being things that people look forward to listening to, that they, you know, think that this is a great cocktail hour for them, and that they enjoy sharing that hour once a week with me, because I really do enjoy it. You know, I really, really do. So
mm-hmm.
okay. I say that's about all I can say at this point in time. And I wish everyone well. I wish them well. Work, rest, sleep, drink if you must, smoke if you dare. but do all the things that give you some pleasure, some happiness, you know, because that's the most important thing. That is, this is not a rehearsal. It is the real thing. So, and I say that, and now I'm going to say good night to everyone and have a happy holiday. And thank you, Celeste, for hanging in there with me and Dana and Deborah and Franz and all the people who sent. I didn't get a chance to answer a couple of the questions that they were talking about on Messenger, but maybe we'll do this again next season, and I'll keep those questions in mind. It was a little bit more about me and what I've done in life and everything. So we'll have enough time to do something like that next season. You know, I wish all well, and all of those people who are facing the next few weeks with some heavy, heavy challenges because of people passing, our hearts and our condolences go out to you also. So with that, Celeste, I'm going to say good night to you and to my audience and to everyone who has tuned in to Lenny Godfrey's Straight No Chaser this whole season and tonight. And I look forward to talking to you all in the new year. See you, Celeste.
Good night, Lenny. See
Good
ya.
Night.
Good night.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And I'm going to leave you with my favorite song, Fever. And hopefully you'll listen to the conversation that Guy and I had way back in April. And you'll enjoy that as well. So thank you so very much. And here we go. Bye-bye now. I'll see you in 2022. Everybody's got the fever. This is something we all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Never know how much I love you. You never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a feeling that's too hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Listen to me, baby. Hear every word I say. No one can love you the way I do, 'cause they don't know how to love you far away. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Bless my soul, I love you. Just take this heart away, and you can take these arms, 'cause I'll never use them. Just believe every word that I say. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daylight, and the moon lights up the night. I light up with when you call my name. Cause you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight.